Mills County Judges Report, October 22nd, recorded October 21st. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report. The report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and is available for listening at any time via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and now also on the Mills County website. If you call me or drop by, you will see a new face or hear a new voice in the county judge's office, Jackie Brooks. Jackie lives here in Mills County and has kids in school here, but has been working in the Austin area. She and Jason Williams have been trying to determine if they are both related through longtime Mills County Sheriff Horace Brooks. At present, the answer is no, or at least not within anyone's recent memory. In the long run, the sixth degree of separation rule may apply, and we are all related. In Commissioner's Court last week, the local EMS station was discussed. The old service station is too small to accommodate the newer ambulances, which are both slightly wider and slightly taller. Commissioner Wright and I toured the station with local EMS personnel, who pointed out all the issues with the building that may date back to the 1940s or earlier. The proposed development of a ranch on the Mills-Hamilton County line spawned a lot of discussion in Commissioner's Court last week. At least one of the commissioners was unaware that the construction of a private road to provide access to interior lots triggers a requirement to comply with Mills County subdivision ordinance and requires Commissioner's Court approval of a plat. The county subdivision ordinance is dated January 1985. As you might imagine, a lot has changed in the interim. Although both the county attorney and I have been working on an updated ordinance, we will continue to discuss this matter in Commissioner's Court. My goal is to address a broad range of public safety concerns, ranging from protection from fire to emergency service access, school bus and delivery convenience, road maintenance, drainage ways, waste disposal, utility easements, safe entrances onto county roads, and the issues of ballistic trespass and agricultural use. This will take a lot of discussion and may require outside legal input, but in the long run, it's worth doing right to protect the public health and safety. If we botch this, it can ruin neighborhoods, affect property values, and balkanize Mills County. As mentioned in notices published in the Goldthwaite Eagle, there are public hearings which will be held next Thursday, October 29th, on the proposed requirement for reinvestment zones. This is a prerequisite to considering a request for tax abatements in November. There are two hearings, both on October 29th. The first one is at 9 in the morning and concerns the Bluebonnet Wind Power LLC. Their application is for a project in the Payne Gap Moline area. That's on the eastern side of Mills County, south of Highway 84 and south of Bennett Creek. The application, with a map of the project, is posted in the information section of the Mills County website, or at least it should be by the time this announcement airs. Later that day, at about 10:30 in the morning, we will hold a separate public hearing on the Pretty Wind Project, which is generally runs northeast from Goldthwaite toward Pretty, and is approximately the footprint of the former Invenergy project called Pretty Wind LLC, which lapsed due to non-construction and the subsequent change sponsorship from Invenergy to Engie. Engie is an international company headquartered in France. That application, including maps, will also be posted to the county website. For the last several weeks, Mills and San Saba County have been the only ones in the neighborhood with no reported COVID fatalities. Now fatalities have started to occur in San Saba County. I confirmed what I was reading online and in the San Saba paper with San Saba County officials Wednesday morning. At least as of mid-morning, they are now reporting 4 fatalities in San Saba County. Most, but not all, are nursing home residents. That left Mills County alone in the area with no fatalities, at least as of mid-afternoon. However, the late afternoon report shows one fatality in Mills County. Given the conflicting reports and the confusion with COVID reporting from the state, my initial reaction was this is a data quality issue I'll need to correct. However, after getting no immediate response, of course it was after 5, I mentioned the problem to the county clerk as I was leaving, only to learn that there was a preliminary report today of a death in Mills County. Obviously, that death does not automatically become COVID-related, but it is something I need to track down, and I will not rest easily until I confirm whether or not we are beginning to have COVID-related fatalities in the county. It's an important issue. Tune in next week for an update on the wind turbine tax abatements, the county subdivision ordinance, adventures with the appraisal district, and of course, COVID. If you like your information unfiltered, try watching Commissioner's Court on our YouTube channel. Our next meeting is this coming Monday. Thanks for your interest in county government. Don't forget to register in the census and by all means, vote. This is Ed Smith, your Mills County Judge.